Okay, we're ready to get started. Our last speaker of the event is Ms. Stephanie Stevens. She's from St. Mary's University School of Law from the Criminal Justice Clinic. I have had the personal experience of being able to work with her when I was back at Bexar County. She is delightful, she is brilliant, and she is highly ethical. So this is a great person to give this presentation. So everybody help me in welcoming Ms. Stephanie Stevens.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I promise you that I will stop on time, noting that I'm starting early. I will keep that in account and I will end exactly on time. So I do want to take care of talking about as the rule, the paper itself does cover all of the rules, trial lawyers, appellate, and so on. But I tried to focus my presentation today to really hit on things that affect us as criminal appellate lawyers, criminal appellate judges. So if there's something else you're looking for there, hopefully you find it in the paper. And then furthermore, I've tried to start off with some of the more recent issues, things that we might be dealing with as criminal appellate attorneys. And one of them is, if you stayed yesterday and listened to the Court of Appeals justices, when asked what are some challenges we're facing, they naturally mentioned artificial intelligence, AI. So let me start kind of talking a little bit about that. Generative AI or artificial intelligence programs, we've been told, can hallucinate. They actually use that word. It's a term of art for AI. They hallucinate, meaning they produce text that is convincing but incorrect. So that's not great for us if we're thinking of using it. I mean, as your speaker this morning said, what could go wrong? Well, we know quite a few things, and I'm sure most of you are aware of the Mata v. Avianca case, but I want to spend just a couple of minutes on it because I want to be able for us to talk about what could go wrong and why. My guess is most of the time when I mention AI, people are love it or they hate it. There's very few people who go, take it or leave it kind of thing. But it is happening, and it is, I assume that we've all been using it in some way, shape, or form with our GPS locators in our car and LexisNexis and Westlaw and all of those things to some extent. But we know it's capable of doing so much more. We hear about it and see about it on the news. And this case is that cautionary tale. So let's spend a couple of minutes talking about it. In Mata case, a man was injured on a plane, a metal serving cart hit him. So something very small, a small little lawsuit turned into this big giant fiasco for the lawyers. The case was initially filed in state court. He hired a lawyer. The lawyer was licensed in state court, but the case was removed to federal court. The lawyer was not licensed in federal court. So he just sort of popped over to his colleague's office in his firm and said, hey, you're licensed in federal court. How about if I do all the work, but you sign all the pleadings? That was the first mistake for the lawyer who agreed to that. The second mistake was the state court lawyer decided that let's take a shortcut. ChatGPT sounds like a good thing. And so he used that to do his legal research. ChatGPT, they say, has the lowest error margin, but every case I've seen in ethics that deals with artificial intelligence has come from ChatGPT, so that's a little scary if they have the lowest percentage of mistakes. They claim it's only about 3%, but I don't know exactly how they know that, because I don't know how it gets reported back to them when your machine made up some fake stuff. So, baked cases, completely erroneous. The court, the opposing counsel noticed it first, alerted the court. The court brought the lawyers in, and they ultimately had a show cause hearing. Strangely enough, the federal lawyer came in and said, look, I just didn't do it. I signed these pleadings. I trusted the lawyer below. I trusted the state lawyer. The state lawyer said, and I'm going to quote this just because I think it's important, when I found out these cases might be called into doubt, I was concerned. As a result, I asked ChatGPT directly whether one of the cases it cited, Varghese versus China Southern Airlines, was a real case. And guess what? Not only does AI hallucinate and fake cases, it lies too. It doubled down. And it said, yes, yes, it does indeed exist, was what AI said back. It's like talking to a child, you know. Did you do that? No, I didn't. Are you telling me the truth? Yes, Mom.